Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for celebrating third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're doing it with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And you'll find all the things she does there. She's one of the top experts on social media in the world, and she's my social media expert too, by the way. So when I tell you about that, I put my money where my mouth is. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What's next? Facebook ads?
Facebook has expanded their advertising reach into Facebook Marketplace. And Marketplace is similar to, like, Craigslist or eBay.
Oh, really?
On Facebook. Yeah, they have a Marketplace just like Craigslist or eBay, and a lot of people are spending
time there. I've seen that. I've actually had a, I won't say what kind of product because it ticks people off sometimes, but I was looking for a certain kind of product one time, and I saw that, a bunch of them were listed there. Yeah.
Well, the Marketplace has over 800 million monthly users. So if you're trying to buy or sell something, it might be a good place to look. And so in the past, obviously, there were no ads. But guess what? It's a new frontier.
Yeah.
And so there are going to be some ad placements there now. Hmm. But the thing that you have to remember is when you are going to advertise in the marketplace, they're already looking for something. So you want the ad to be speaking to them as if they're looking for it?
You're saying the ads might be helpful?
Yes.
You're saying the ads might, instead of being creepy, they'd be helpful?
No, if you are a small business and you have something you're trying to sell, when you put an ad into the marketplace, instead of it creating content to get them excited about wanting the product, they're already looking for the product.
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense.
Show them the product.
Makes a lot of sense.
So you want to do maybe a product demo or something. You know, you can do different things. And it's a good idea to do video because video ads are always outpacing, still images.
Well, is the marketplace like Craigslist about used stuff?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So an ad would be more likely to be about new stuff, probably.
So now in your
timeline, you got both. You got used and new stuff. So it could be handy.
Yes, absolutely. It could be handy.
Look at me. Sort of developing an affinity for Facebook. Look at me. How about that? Who would have thought
that? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, every time there's a new
area, it's a sign of the apocalypse, Kathy.
Yes. Well, they're going to make money off of it some way. So yeah. When they give you something
well,
free,
I can,
like
see, this
kind of,
again, this kind of make it's like the Instagram thing. This kind of makes sense. I mean, if I'm looking for a use something, I'm also probably thinking, okay, what are my options, new or used? And so if they put a new option in the middle of that, it gives me something. See, that's not creepy. What's creepy is when a week later when I'm looking for something completely different and they still bring that one ad up in my eyeballs in front of me.
And that could still happen. If you go and look on somebody's site and say, I like that, then, you're checking out more information on it, then you could fall into the retargeting campaign.
Right.
So, you know, retargeting is something a lot of businesses are using to keep you top of mind. What's crazy is if you've already bought it and then the ads keep popping up too, you know.
Right, exactly.
But it's another new feature, but you do have to be optimizing your ads for specific things like traffic, reach, conversions, video views. There's specific objectives that your ad has to be targeting. And then you actually have to choose the feed.
Can you give me a 30-second, can you give me a 25-second review of the ads managers for the, for mobile on Facebook?
Well, yes. All it's doing is it makes it easier now to build your ad on Facebook on a mobile device.
Okay.
So they're giving a lot more creative tools.
So look for new for new features on the mobile, on your mobile device when you're building ads for Facebook. For Facebook, yeah. Hey, Kathy, as always, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, we couldn't do without her. We won't do without her. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.